Chapter 19, Feathers and Fur. You guys, Coach says he needs you back out there. Don raised a paw to call for silence. Jerry's voice echoed out from a passageway that connected to the main floor of the cave. The fox led the animals down the passage to the opening of a dark chamber. A large boulder sat outside the entrance, providing a good place to hide and listen to the conversation inside.
I'm sorry, said the jerboa, but those are direct orders.
A chorus of groans filled the air.
Already? Impossible. We just finished our last set of drills.
Tobin sniffed the air. I smell them, he whispered. Sweat. Fear. Oh, goodness. I hope they're all right. Dawn craned her neck to peek around the rock, but she quickly drew back at the sound of a thunderous voice.
Jerry!
It boomed.
Yes, Coach?
Heavy, menacing steps echoed down the passageway. The animals scrambled to the far side of the boulder, hiding themselves from view. Ciro moved to look at the source of the footsteps, but Dawn stopped him with a shake of her head. They could not risk being seen. The steps thundered into the room.
Oh, hello, Jerry stammered. We were just coming out.
There were a few muffled groans.
Actually, ventured a voice, we were wondering, could we take the day off?
A giant roar filled the room.
There will be no days off, not till I face those other coaches. Now, back on the floor.
There was a shuffling of paws as the weary animals obeyed. Then silence. The fox pricked her ears. They're gone, she announced. She motioned everyone forward. Let's go investigate while we can.
Ajax, Julian, Ciro said, you stay here. We might need some assistance if something goes wrong.
The two coyotes melted into the shadows while the rest of the group crept into the recently vacated room. It was roughly square, with a low, uneven ceiling. The floor was covered in debris. What little light there was came from a small trickle of glowing water that ran down from a crack in the wall.
Remember, keep quiet, said the fox.
Lowering his nose to the ground, Tobin sniffed for clues.
I think I smell... Yes!
The pangolin held up a smooth strand of fur.
A mink!
And look, Ciro said.
The coyote pawed at a clump of bristly brown feathers.
Feathers and fur, said the wombat. She cocked her head to the side. What does this mean?
It means we found them, said Dawn. The missing nocturnals are here. Cora's eyes flashed with hope.
And Bismarck might be right, said Tobin.
It sounds as if they're on some sort of team.
Wait, cried the wombat. What's this?
The other three gathered round. In Cora's paw was a brown, jagged sliver of some hard material.
Keratin, Tobin said, like my scales.
Dawn examined the remnant. It's from a bird's beak, she whispered. Tobin and Cora both gulped. Dawn's auburn fur rose on end. I found something else. Slowly she bent down toward a small, off-white object. A tooth.
Cora let out a yelp. It's a wombat's tooth.
Quiet, said Ciro. He drew his paw to his lips. Someone was coming.
Yes, coach. As you wish.
Jerry's distinct, timid voice bounced off the stone walls. The jerboa entered the room.
I'll be right back. Just one.
At the sight of the familiar creatures, he froze. Then he spun toward the entrance to flee. But Ciro was already blocking the way. Jerry was trapped.